At least 20 students hurt in an attack at a Pennsylvania high school.
This happened in numerous classrooms and in the hallways.
Oscar Pistorius cross-examined.
You killed Reva Stenkamp. That's what you did.
I made a mistake.
A possible breakthrough in the search for the missing Malaysian plane.
Ocean Shield has been able to reacquire the signals.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with the CBS World News Roundup. It was a more than jarring start to the day, a massive stabbing attack at a Pittsburgh area high school.
It's unpredictable, what goes on. It's unpredictable.
Police say as many as 20 students were hurt after a student stabbed or slashed many other students. Franklin Regional High in Murraysville, Pennsylvania, KDKA's Bill Rakoff.
One emergency official describing to me the scene inside the school as carnage. They said they were finding victims in every corner of this sprawling two-story complex.
KDKA's Trina Orlando.
We're told four students were flown to area hospitals with critical injuries. The other 16 students suffered more minor injuries, some of those scrape wounds, some of those more cut-type wounds.
And hospital officials say three of those students are in surgery. Police say they have a male student in custody, but so far no word on what triggered the attack. This is day three of testimony for South African Olympian Oscar Pistorius, accused of murder and the shooting death of his girlfriend last year. Prosecution has been pressing hard.
What was your mistake?
My mistake is that I took Reva's life, my lady.
You killed her. You shot and killed her. Won't you take responsibility for that?
I did, my lady.
Now say it then. I shot and killed Reva Stenga.
I did, my lady.
Pistorius refused to watch as prosecutors showed pictures of the crime scene.
I've taken responsibility, but I will not look at a picture where I'm tormented by what I saw and felt that night. As I picked Reva up, my fingers touched her head. I remember. I don't have to look at a picture. I was there.
Oscar Pistorius says he shot Reva Steenkamp because he thought she was an intruder. Prosecutors say he killed her after an argument. A U.S. Marine is in custody after military officials say he shot and killed a fellow Marine at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. CBS's Jim Krasula.
NCIS agents are working the case to determine whether the fatal shooting was accidental or intentional. A sentry was shot in the chest by a fellow Marine with an M4 rifle in the guardhouse at the base's main gate.
The military says the area was quickly isolated. Camp Lejeune was never put on lockdown, a much different scenario than the recent shooting rampage at Fort Hood. That was one week ago, and today the president joins mourners at a memorial service there. Here's CBS's August Skamanka.
President Obama will join victims' families for a second time at this Army base in the role of comforter-in-chief. Retired Colonel, now lawyer John Galligan, represented the first Fort Hood shooter. Many of his criminal case clients are soldiers, he says, for whom the overarching issue is one of mental health.
It's a shame when you have a soldier who's given up on the Army, given up on their family, and then sometimes given up on themselves.
The staggering number of soldiers with unattended problems, he says, worries him. What happened here could be repeated. August Skamanka, CBS News, Fort Hood, Texas.
Early this week, radio signals that may have come from Malaysian Flight 370's black boxes disappeared, but now listening devices have heard the pings again. Searchers may be closer to finding those flight recorders in the South Indian Ocean. Search team leader Angus Houston.
I'm now optimistic we will find the aircraft, or what is left of the aircraft, in the not-too-distant future.
CBS News consultant and former NTSB chair Mark Rosenker says they hope to narrow down the search area before sending down the Bluefin 21.
That's an unmanned submarine which will actually cover the seabed and begin to actually see what may well be a debris field.
Another huge recall from Toyota. More than 6 million vehicles involving five kinds of problems. CBS's Lucy Kraft is in Tokyo.
The recall covers 27 different models worldwide. Certain models have a faulty seat rail that has led to 300 cases of loose front seats, but no reported accidents. Also to be fixed are flaws in the airbag wiring system. This recall is Toyota's biggest since it recalled over 7 million units in 2012.
And General Motors is still on the hot seat. Federal safety officials say the automaker has answered less than a third of its questions about ignition switches that were linked to at least 13 fatal accidents. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is fining GM $7,000 a day until the company fully answers all of the agency's questions. GM says it's waiting until it finishes its internal investigation, something the government calls irrelevant.
A small group of doctors is being labeled as Medicare millionaires after receiving huge government payouts. CBS's Heather Bosch is here live. Heather, just how big?
One Florida ophthalmologist received $21 million from Medicare in 2012, according to the first data released in decades by the Center for Medicare Services. It shows a wide variety in the amount doctors were reimbursed for treating Medicare patients. A tiny fraction make millions, while anesthesiologists, for instance, receive about $27,000 per year. The data could reveal Medicare fraud, but some specialists are reimbursed at higher rates because they handle complex cases or a greater number of sick patients, Peter.
A shakeup at the Secret Service after another scandal involving agents behaving badly. CBS's Vicki Barker is here live with the details.
Some 20 agents reassigned, their division chief demoted over alcohol-fueled incidents in Miami and Amsterdam, which saw one agent passed out in a hotel hallway. Ronald Kessler wrote in the president's Secret Service.
I don't see that these transfers, which are not firings, are really going to send a message that the culture in management of the Secret Service is going to change.
Kessler blames managerial corner-cutting, which he argues will only change if the men and women who guard the president get new bosses hired from outside the organization. Peter?
Veterans of the Lyndon Johnson White House and the Civil Rights era are part of a Civil Rights Summit at the LBJ Library in Austin, Texas. CBS's Peter Mayer is there.
This Civil Rights Summit is aimed at re-examining the Lyndon Johnson legacy that his family and friends say has been overshadowed by memories of the Vietnam War. Much of the emphasis is on his words.
It's all of us who must overcome the crippling legacy of bigotry and injustice, and we shall overcome.
Civil rights veterans say Johnson's embrace of their anthem gave them hope for passage of his equality agenda a half century ago. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Austin, Texas.
A just-released CBS News poll says 59% of those asked believe race relations in the U.S. are generally good. Just over half believe there's real hope of ending discrimination, but there's a real black-white divide, more than 60% of African Americans saying it will always exist. Monday night, it was the men. Last night, it was the women's turn.
We have witnessed women's college basketball history for a record-breaking ninth time. UConn has won the National Basketball Championship.
Dave Ryan on Westwood One as the UConn Huskies beat Notre Dame, giving Connecticut both titles. The same season for the second time in a decade, the only school ever to do that. A conservation group has released its annual list of the country's 10 most endangered rivers. CBS's Pam Coulter.
The group American River says many of the rivers on the most endangered list suffer from poor water management. The top two are the San Joaquin in California and the Upper Colorado River, at risk because of excessive water diversions. Spokesman Bob Irvin says we have 21st century water problems with 19th century style management,
where we just take as much water as we can, as quickly as we can, without any thought for the future.
He says we're already seeing the impacts of climate change in terms of increased drought and flooding. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
He may be the country's longest serving mayor, but Apopka, Florida voters have sent 93-year-old John Land into retirement after more than 60 years in office. His 56-year-old opponent promised younger, more energetic leadership for the small city near Orlando. That's the World News Roundup for April 9th, 2014. I'm Peter King, CBS News.